Track 2 News. Hello and welcome to the Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday, the 21st of August, 2019. And today in the studio, we have John and Martin as the sound engineers, myself, Margaret, Mary and Sue. And before Sue starts off with the Dudley News, we'll just to let you know that we are not here next week because it's August bank holiday.
Now, here is the news covering the Dudley areas. A part of Dudley that has had travellers camping on it for more than 2 weeks has seen more caravans arrive overnight. Several caravans, cars and vans arrived at the car park on Flood Street near the town centre at the end of July after a barrier was removed to give them entry to the site. Around half of them had left by August the 8th, but several remained on a neighbouring car park, where more joined in the early hours of Monday morning. The Flood Street car park is now empty, with the caravans parked over the road on Constitution Hill off New Mill Street. The council had previously stated that they were in discussion with the travellers about a date they could move on. The local authority has been contacted for comment. It comes after the council admitted to approaching 100 different landowners in the borough about securing a temporary traveller site. Dudley Council leader, Councillor Patrick Harley, said, "We have instructed bailiffs to enforce the order of possession held against the land in question." A convenience store which was raided by immigration officials could lose its licence if councillors agree to revoke its permission to sell beers and spirits. Members of Dudley Council's licensing committee are being asked to review Derby End Stores, previously known as Premier Convenience Store, permit after a man was found to be working there illegally. The application by the council's public protection manager is being made on the grounds of the prevention of crime and disorder and the protection of children from harm. Council officials are now asking for a review of the store's licence to sell alcohol. Members of the committee will also hear representations from the Chief Officer for Health and Wellbeing, the Immigration Department and West Midlands Police. In addition to losing its licence, the store also faces being fined up to £20,000 for employing an illegal immigrant, unless it can show a court it made appropriate right-to-work document checks. Dudley councillors have approved a plan for a new multi-use games area which threatened to put neighbours at loggerheads. Residents living next to Bishop Milner Catholic College on Burton Road had split into two camps opposing and supporting the upgrading of sports facilities for some 800 pupils. The school had applied for planning permission to replace an ageing artificial grass pitch with a new multi-use games area surrounded by a 3-metre-high mesh fence. But after a formal consultation, the plan led to 11 formal objections from residents living close to the college. Members of the council's Development Control Committee heard a proposal to install an acoustic barrier had been rejected because of the £40,000 cost. Councillor Asif Ahmed, supporting the proposal, said he was surprised at the cost of the noise barrier, but the games area was badly needed. "The facilities at the school are very, very poor. I'm surprised this has taken so long. It does need a lot of work doing to it."
Here is the news covering the Wolverhampton area. From Bangkok to the Black Country, meet the new vicar in town. A vicar has travelled across the world to take up his new designation. Reverend Tim Eady became the new resident minister of St Joseph's Church in Merry Hill, Wolverhampton, on August the 2nd, after 7 years of working in Bangkok in Thailand. He was the vicar of Christ Church Bangkok, the only English-speaking Anglican church in the country, working with the expat community and 30 other nationalities. The licensing of Tim as the resident minister of St Joseph's took place on August 5th, and he has been made welcome by members of the community. He said, "We have found people to be extremely welcoming. People have needs, questions, doubts and concerns, and have religious and spiritual questions, so the welcome we have received here has been tremendous." The 62-year-old plans to be at the church as resident minister for the foreseeable future, and wishes to encourage more people to come and be part of the church. hundreds staged Kashmir demonstration in Wolverhampton. A demonstration raising awareness over Kashmir took place in the heart of Wolverhampton. More than 250 people of all ages stood together on the steps of St Peter's Church in the city centre last Friday, the 16th, in solidarity for the people of Kashmir. They protested over the revocation of Article 370, a constitutional provision granting the region special status, and which has seen the Kashmir Valley placed under a virtual lockdown, with all communication lines cut and political leaders placed under house arrest. Rahil Shah, a member of the Muslim Forum and one of the organisers of the demonstration, spoke about human rights violations in Kashmir, had prompted the need for this demonstration. He said, after taking away Article 370, the Indian government has put a curfew on all of Kashmir, meaning that they cannot access school or food or anything that is a basic human right. The demonstration is the latest in a series, with similar demonstrations taking place in Manchester and Birmingham in the last week. And finally, plans to chop down several mature trees to create an overspill car park at Wolverhampton's historic Bantock Park have been met with outrage by environmental campaigners in the city. Wolverhampton Council is currently conducting a public consultation into the proposals in order to get people's views on their plans to extend parking facilities at the popular estate, which attracts thousands of visitors every year. However, the move has been condemned by the city's leading green representatives, who are calling on members of the public to oppose the plans through the council's online consultation. People have until Friday, August 30th, to take part in the consultation, which can be found on the City Council's website at consultation.wolverhampton.gov.uk/CWC/Bantock-Park-Proposed-Overspill-Car-Park.
And here is the news covering the Sandwell areas. Antisocial behaviour cut by half in West Bromwich. The number of incidents of antisocial behaviour in West Bromwich has nearly halved in the first few months of a crackdown to make the area safer, according to a council. The fall is seen as a success for a Public Spaces Protection Order, PSPO, imposed by Sandwell Council in October last year. Since then, local authority officers have issued 59 £100 fines for issues including drinking alcohol in public spaces, causing harassment, alarm and distress, aggressive or fraudulent begging and dog fouling. Councillor Maria Crompton, Sandwell Council's Cabinet Member for Safer Communities, said, "We are really pleased with the success of the PSPO order so far and the wider partnership action we are taking to improve safety in the town centre." A man has been charged after a woman was killed in a car crash as the car she was in fled from police in Birmingham. The woman, 28, died after the Ford Fiesta she was in collided with a Volkswagen Golf in Crockett's Road, Handsworth, at around 9:40 p.m. on Saturday. The crash happened on a residential road off the A41, shortly after the Fiesta failed to stop for officers. West Midlands Police said the force has not yet named the woman, but her family have been informed and we are being supported by officers. Now, Adrian Paskin, of no fixed address, has been charged with causing death by dangerous driving, driving with no insurance and driving without a licence. The 34-year-old was at Birmingham Magistrates Court on Monday morning. He was remanded in custody and will appear at Birmingham Crown Court on September the 16th. A Black Country pub, which was the scene of a shooting and deliberate hit and run, is applying for its licence to be reviewed. Councillors will meet next week to consider an application by Mr. Sukhwinder Singh to allow the Harrier on Powys Avenue in Tipton to sell alcohol 7 days a week. Sandwell's Licensing Committee is being asked to decide if the public house can reopen under new management. In October 2013, a woman who had been drinking at the Harrier drove her car at a crowd of people after a row erupted among drinkers, before running over a man twice and then lying that her car had been stolen in a bid to avoid justice. A report to councillors said the fire service has objected to the application, but details of the objection have not been made public. The committee will meet on August the 27th to make its decision. And finally, the niece of a head teacher at the centre of an alleged school fraud has denied being part of a family plot to persuade her fiancé to take all the blame for it. Elaine Dewsbury's carpenter's boyfriend, Robert McEwen, is said to have been offered £20,000 to act as a fall guy by saying he charged Annie Leonard School in Smethwick vast amounts of money for building projects, most of which were not carried out. When the fraud began to unravel, McEwen was approached to take the rap and a flowchart produced explaining what he had to do and say. Michelle Hollingsworth of Hatherton Park, Cannock, denies all charges against her, while her husband and his brother-in-law, Dewsbury, and niece, Elaine Dewsbury, also both of Hatherton Park, Cannock, pleaded not guilty to attempting to pervert the course of justice. McEwen has admitted conspiring to defraud. And with that final item from myself, we'll now make way for track three. So it's bye-bye from Margaret.
It's goodbye from Sue.
And goodbye from Mary.